This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Finally, hour three, and I make the entire video process fucking work. It takes me that goddamn long and this many drinks to make it work.
I think you could have got there if you'd started drinking 2 hours prior.
Well, maybe if I had started at four this afternoon,
or
I could have made our...
three with Jason Carlson.
Right, something like that. My God. Well, good evening, if you are just joining us. You've missed two exciting hours of shit.
Zombies.
30 minutes of zombies. You didn't type it on there yet. How do they know at home what the word is?
Oh, because they've heard it. Oh, I have to do that. Jesus Christ, Al. Now you're all on my ass about the fucking production.
Maybe don't say that.
It's all good.
It makes me uncomfortable.
People understand. Okay. People do. It's Katie, Marnie, Al, and Clayton.
You can be on my ass. We're just going to talk about Dexter. You can do whatever you want to.
That's a good one. From what you said, yes.
If you don't have Showtime, there's only so far it's going in. Just the tip, man.
Just the tip.
The four of us are in studio. It's hour three. We are about half an hour into the drinking game. We do have Thoughtful Vulgarity coming up a little bit later right here in hour three. We are here each and every week. We'd like to remind you that if you're watching us on video, thank you and welcome. It's only our third broadcast as of this on video. The video and the audio on that one telecast comes out synchronized, so there's no need to watch one and listen to the other solo audio performance because you'll just be let down.
And luckily, we're not in HD, so I don't have to buy the dryer sheets because you really can't see me on my
now,
TV.
I do have something to let you know.
Shut up.
We're getting more cameras, and we're going to make it everybody has a tighter shot.
Oh, that's scary,
fuck
McGarry.
Right?
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't say high definition, I don't care.
I haven't yet.
There's nothing wrong with me scooting further this way.
Yeah, but you're going to have a camera that's right on you.
Yeah, but not right this way, right? Not a profile? Joe fucking knows how I feel about profile shots.
I wish there was another screen over there because they also want to see what's going on, but every time I do like one of these,
you see the back of your head?
And it's like weird.
So that's how Kelly feels?
I just want to say,
I win all that way.
Talking a zombie. Drink. I just needed to get the drinking word in, and you were the willing victim. I have to tell you that I watch, as everybody knows, when I can't sleep, I watch The Daily Show and The Colbert Report in my bedroom, which is not high def. It's a 1996 bought for a Barbara Streisand concert on HBO. At the time, it was fancy.
Of course.
But I have to tell you that a couple days ago, like Thursday or Friday, I just happened to be awake. Oh, I was up some night. I don't know why. But I taped The Daily Show on my real TV. Oh, my God. The difference between what I'm watching in my bedroom, not in high def, and what happened in my living room?
Sure.
Oh, here's a story. I mean, they have, it is seriously like the Jeffersons meets a real black family. They have nothing in common.
With your HD and your reg.
Awesome.
No, I should make, it's the Cosbys meets a real black family.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, because the Jeffersons were pretty black.
Yeah. Cosby is not so
I mean, not that I know.
Well, the Cosbys
black,
weren't anybody in America. They were just some rich people that lived in Brooklyn.
That's like, right.
God, I love them, though.
Yeah, what a great show.
I flipped on the other day.
How many organs would you sell for a brownstone in Brooklyn that looked like that?
Is zombie our word?
Zombie, yes. But I'm okay with gentleman quarterback, too, because that's kind of funny.
Gentleman quarterback? Well, it was
and
true.
And I'm not sure. I know you kind of screwed up.
No,
what
I did. That's what I said. I mean, I totally screwed up, but he really was a gentleman because he's like, I don't see what it matters. And why are you asking me that? And you're creepy. So
but I love that
him.
That's what they get out of that story is that no one can stop. Even though he never saw the man and never knew he was talking to a man, and the man might be gay, everyone's worried that
he is.
King Malealea might be, I'm just going with it, it's a Hawaiian name. Might be
Laki
gay.
Maki Maki.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a fish.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know. I have
that's
no idea.
That's a fish.
Oh, are we going to talk about the fish scandal or no? Oh,
in a second.
Okay.
So here's the elephant in the room for teams, and it shouldn't matter, but we have to step aside from the rest of reality and walk into the unique industry that is the NFL. Teams want to know whether Manti Te'o is gay.
Manti Te'o. Just
they
like King Command Man.
I get it.
Yep.
They want to know because in an NFL locker room, it's it's a different world. It shouldn't be that way. And that's what this Patrick
said. Who cares if he's gay?
But their big thing, and you're exactly right, because it was a man who was
he got catfished by a man, and they can't get past that point.
You've said this catfish thing, and I'm not even going to lie, because you're going to see it on the camera when I go like this.
Huh? Okay, so it's, there was a doc-
that's how it was caught.
There was a documentary. No, it wasn't. There was a documentary a couple years ago. She just saw her picture in an obituary and said, I'm not dead. She was kind of like the woman.
Right, I remember hearing that.
Okay, so there's a documentary called Catfish from a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, this guy has a relationship with a girl that he meets online through Facebook. And they become friends. And I can't remember. She's an artist or a painter. And she's young and she's poor. And he tries to help her out, and I'm mixing up a lot of facts. But he has this long-term relationship, and everybody that's with him, and they videotape it because it's one of those things where they're really making a documentary about something else, like Harvey Milk, like capturing the Freedmans. Okay. It's a documentary about something else. It suddenly becomes about, like, what are you doing? And no one in the office that he works in or no one that's around him is like, this girl doesn't exist.
Okay.
And then he goes to meet her, and it turns out that this person never existed. It's a famous documentary called Catfish.
Okay.
And now MTV has made a special about it. About,
because of playing off of this.
No, because of the documentary. And then in the middle of this documentary becoming big and the TV show on MTV getting big, it turns out someone famous, this guy from Notre Dame, was catfished in the middle of it.
Oh, so this term
existed and this MTV had a show and everybody was like, well, that's catfish. Okay. Like, we've all seen, like, everybody knows this term.
It's already happening.
Okay. So it became, and now they've taken something that was just a documentary that became an MTV show that suddenly happened to someone that was in the limelight for because of the Notre Dame game, because of the season. I can't remember what bowl. Was it the Rose Bowl that he played in? One of the bowl games.
Yeah, it wasn't
It could have been the Tocito Bowl. Yeah. It might have been the Zombie Apocalypse Bowl. I don't know.
The dot-com bowl.
Oh, and have you heard that the University of Florida, I think it's the University of Florida. It's somewhere in Florida. They don't have a lawyer.
Okay.
Allegedly.
And Doug Wilkie will love it. He doesn't listen anymore because we don't let him play on the show. But if he listens to this, he'll love this comment that there is a prison complex that is now sponsoring a stadium. It's called GEO. And they're
that's where my mom works.
Four pay prison system that has
GEO.
Yeah, GEO. But they have all these allegations of like prisons. Abusing children, terrible treatment, funds not going to the prisons.
Right.
It's the prison industrial complex at its worst, and they're taking their for-profit business and they're now sponsoring a stadium in Florida.
Or a stadium.
If something shitty's going to happen, it's going to happen in Florida. I just want to tell you. When the zombies come, is it a drinking word? Put it up there.
Do you think it's going
to... I just took it off.
Do you think it's going to start in Florida? Like maybe at a Kroger grocery store in
Where
Florida?
Where else but Florida?
Or a sinkhole in a bedroom of a house.
That's right. Yeah, done.
Because Texas is going to secede, and then Florida is going to start the zombie apocalypse. That's my prediction.
It could happen.
See you, Texas.
Remember how good I did on election night.
You really did, and so I'm not. I will not argue against you.
I pray continue, M'lady.
Thank you. Thank you. So now, okay, good, done. I'm getting there. I actually have a list, so that's weird.
You're using it thoughtfully.
I am, absolutely.
Like the accessory wall on Project Runway. Please use it thoughtfully.
Zombies. So have you guys heard about Amazon? Did you hear about the issue that Amazon is having?
No, I have not.
Kind of a big deal.
They start charging taxes here in Arizona coming up soon?
I am kind of a huge Amazon supporter. And they were in Britain, I believe it is, in the UK. They were selling a shirt, that the whole keep calm. Have you heard about that? Mm. Have you seen those things?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Keep calm, blah, blah, blah.
With keep calm and carry on, keep calm and grow a mustache. Right.
It's from World War II. It's during the bombings. That was their motto.
That was a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the Blitzkrieg, if you will.
Lovely.
Oh.
They had a
European.
A shirt.
Don't try it.
I won't try it.
they had a shirt that...
Steer clear.
Keep calm and rape her or something?
Yeah, keep calm and rape on, I believe. Yeah.
Who wrote that?
Paul Ryan.
It was... Right?
Best guess.
Hold on. It's right here.
I hope he's a zombie first.
Nope. Oh, stop it.
Because that means he's dead.
No, right? It says, keep calm and rape me. And it is right.
That's just here. Gross. Who yeah. would grow
keep calm
that?
And rape me.
Oh, but it comes or in boy. Like 18 different colors.
It sure does. Now, on top of
it
that.
It sure
though,
does.
It sure does. On top of that, it says retail giant Amazon was asked to make a substantial donation to a women's refuge on Sunday after its UK website offered t-shirts for sale promoting rape and violence against women. The t-shirt slogans were spun off the phrase, keep calm and carry on, the British propaganda slogan. And the shirts included, keep calm and hit her, keep calm and rape a lot, keep calm and rape them, along with keep calm and rape me. And
okay,
so,
now I have to speak up
yeah,
here.
Please,
I'm sorry.
Please,
shocker.
Please,
may
it's,
I
it's odd,
just.
Yeah.
And you may.
I like any kind of offensive humor. Like, I honestly do. There is
yeah,
no,
I know.
I didn't think there was a line you could cross that I wouldn't laugh at.
Right.
We found it.
Yeah.
There's nothing about that shirt that I find...
It's not amusing. It's not,
no.
It's not colorful.
No.
It's not witty.
Right. And that's what's missing, because usually there's a little bit of witty. Wit and offensive humor. Nothing. That's just...
That's just gross.
Right. It says...
keep calm and... What is it?
And,
hit her?
And hit her. Keep calm and rape a lot. Or rape her a lot. Keep calm. Yeah. I mean, it just... It
no.
was like,
there's,
what?
There's just... There's no
and there's
fun
also
there.
A lot... There's also a difference, I think... And it's not great, but there's a difference between being a stupid dumbass and saying, keep calm and rape me on a shirt. Like, you're a fucking idiot. But keep calm and hit her, or keep calm and rape her.
Right, maybe it's a third person.
That's
maybe.
Just violence against someone else. Like,
right.
Fine, if you're stupid and you think that's cute, I think it's disgusting regardless.
Right.
But to wear a shirt that advocates violence against
other... But if you were doing
other...
it in the first person, that would maybe be
it
something
might be pushing
that
it, but
you
maybe.
Could find someone to find
but
that funny.
To, yeah, be
well,
advocating.
And they kept saying that they didn't know that they were selling them. That they're people that put things
well,
on
Amazon,
there.
I mean,
I believe
Amazon
that,
sells
well,
everything.
But somebody should be overseeing that kind of thing, because they're also
some
apparently
some things are too big to
the
oversee.
Company may
I
also
will
have
agree
had
with that.
In quotes no idea that they sold other t-shirts that read "Keep calm and knife her," "Keep calm and choke her," and "Keep calm and grope on."
I'm gonna make
was,
a shirt
I
called
was,
"Keep calm and chop his balls
yeah,
off,"
or "Keep calm and don't order from Amazon." I mean,
yes.
And I am seriously a huge Amazon support. Like, I love being able to just
I
type
just
something
bought
in.
Walking Dead
yeah.
on instant video on Amazon Prime.
And I'm not saying that I'm going to, you know,
yeah.
But it was a little too much for me. That was just startling. And
well,
how they
and also,
wouldn't know that is
and
the
isn't
problem
it gross, too, that it's only violence against women? It's
right.
only keep calm and rape her.
Yeah.
It's not keep calm and rape him, which also I don't advocate. But
right.
it's not keep calm and knife that son of a bitch
right.
because he's raping you.
Right.
It's keep calm and... Do all of these violent acts towards women.
Yep.
That's
right.
just...
Yep. And it's just not okay.
Hideous.
I was just so surprised that... And, of course, they pulled them right away and, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. That I just think that's
well, I
terrible.
Mean, I like that their first reaction to finding out that it happened was to pull it.
Absolutely.
That,
right.
I do have to give them credit
and
for
I
that.
Give
wow,
them credit
that's...
for that. But the idea that you didn't know... That's a lot to not know.
You guys remember when Hour 3 was more fun?
Well, isn't it funny when Al's talking, it's fun, but when I'm talking, it's not.
No, that's a good story. That's a good story.
No, it is. It's a great
It'll
story.
Be on the View tomorrow.
But that should have been in the headlines in that whole area.
I know,
of that.
But I didn't have time because he was talking.
Yeah,
I've had this shit since earlier today.
She
so
prepared
the,
for a show. I'm just trying to tell you.
Well,
oh, that's
good job. Well researched. I got to tell you.
Thank
that
you.
Is good.
I didn't. You know what's funny about that? Not funny about that. I'm that was the wrong
right.
word. I when I heard their news report, I only heard of one shirt. Now you're telling me there's like 8 mm-hmm. to 10 shirts.
And
I didn't
they
realize.
Just get worse and worse and
right.
worse.
Yeah,
oh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
I was, like I said, just totally taken aback by that. I thought,
but remember,
well,
we're all here to see the Pope.
And
maybe somebody else famous will come visit.
Don't call me maybe, but Carly Rae Jepsen dropped out of the Boy Scouts performance because of gay rights. I thought that was pretty cool.
Along with Train.
Her.
Along
yeah,
with Train.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Train was a part of it as
oh,
well.
Yeah.
Remember when Train was relevant? But Carly Rae.
No, I do
no,
not.
I don't either.
I don't either. But, yeah, I thought that was, I mean, good for her because she's someone prominent.
God bless
the
Canadians.
Younger,
they're very progressive.
Yeah, for the younger kids that they're looking at her for whatever reason. But to hear that kind of thing, say, nope, no, we're not going
yeah.
in.
The statement was that when they booked this show originally, they had no idea that statement of excluding gay were part of their
well,
standard.
They probably booked them a long time ago,
right,
I would imagine.
Time, right. And, yeah. now that they found this out and they realized that they were coming upon this concert, they're like, nope, we're not.
Yeah.
Well, there's
not
so, gonna there's, support that. There's so many different... Now, the city council meeting was that last week or 2 weeks ago here?
Last week.
But people are starting to find out, like... The like okay now Walmart is always going to side with the assholes. I don't care what they are politically. I'll never step foot in one. But when they find out that, like, Yahoo and
Google,
Costco, there's all these companies that were like, they draw the line in the sand and they're like, we will not get into your gay bashing business.
Right. We're not going
to. And there's
with
all
that.
These companies. They're like, nope. As soon as you do that, we're pulling out of your city. Like, we want not. We will not put our name to that. We won't sign up for, like.
Because then we're associated, and you're guilty by association.
And we know how know how the gays are with brand recognition, and they're going to start protesting and taking everybody down. Applebee's is learning the hard way.
Oh my God! With the Applebee's like weird scandal online,
and Papa John's has been massacred because there's all
Papa John's. Yes, I had heard about that.
All these people are like, you're affecting small businesses. Papa John's, Papa John owns, or what that fucker's called. Like, I can't believe I just called him Papa John. Like, he's Joe Paterno.
Right?
Yeah, that cunt is how we're going to refer to him. But that he makes these statements, not realizing that he's hurting franchisees that don't support his vision, and maybe they got involved to support his vision, but they're like, oh shit, if we say
vision aside from that.
Yeah. Right. Because what if
good pizza, good biscuit, right.
Because you have to sit there with your franchise license going, what if he says something about blacks next? Because in my mind, when
you're absolutely right.
When you throw, I say that about my family all the time because they love, my family loves to throw around the N-word. They love to throw that around. And I'm like, so when you, but faggots next.
Right.
Like, that's the next word. If you're comfortable with that word. So I think it's the, I think it works the other way too. And this maybe, I don't know if people agree with me, but if you're willing to be discriminatory against one group, you're not going to stop right there. You're not all of a sudden going to become like Open Arms Journey sings a zombie song about the next group. I am working hard because this wine is delicious.
Well, and oddly, I think he'll still drink it.
Show you.
Well, zombies.
No, we learned about cheap shit. This is the good shit. And a gift for my friend Jenny.
Cheap shit makes him forget the Oscars.
But
it's a friend for me.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's one of those things where if you're a franchisee, like, you're just sitting there thinking, like,
you have to be scared shitless.
You've got to be scared shitless. Like, who is he going to go after next? Right. I mean, are we going to make him on Asians in the next 5 minutes? Probably.
I own a Papa John's in Detroit. The black thing.
I know how random that was, but that is nail on the head.
Absolutely.
If you're sitting there in an urban area, you're thinking, oh, please don't let this motherfucker with seven car garages and a mansion all of a sudden pick one more group he doesn't like.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Please, God.
Please leave that alone.
And if you're in San Francisco and you want people to, like, and you know how much money football brings in, you do not want some guy going anti-gay on you. Like, Jesus Christ.
Or him.
Because you're thinking, oh my God, this is revenue. And if you don't believe it's revenue, when the Super Bowl comes to your town,
it's revenue.
Yeah, huge.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And you guys probably worked at Mary's. I don't know.
During the Super Bowl?
No, in '96, I worked at a sports bar. I worked at the Hilton Sports Bar, and let me tell you how much money that fucker brought into my personal pocket.
Now, where was the Hilton here? Sports Bar?
The Hilton Sports Bar was at the Hilton South Mountain.
Right, okay, so the Hilton South Mountain.
I was going to add another mountain in there because the South Mountain wasn't enough.
No, you were down here, right.
The Point Hilton at South Mountain.
So the money that you would have brought in, because that was fairly close. No, because it wasn't in...
It was in Tempe.
It was in Tempe. I was going to say, wait a minute.
Sun Devil Stadium.
The Tostito Bowl was that year. Like, we went to Tostito Bowl.
You
we
had
went
to have made a shitload of money there.
We went to the when they play at TLC, TPA, TPC.
The golf thing.
The golf thing.
Yeah. Right.
The golf thing is then. They used to do the car race that same weekend.
Firebird.
They would do the race thing. I worked in a sports bar. When the Super Bowl hit, by that time, I was wiping my ass with cash. Mm-hmm. So, but to pretend that you can say something like that and piss people off. And they didn't come because of Martin Luther King here in this state.
Absolutely.
The reason that the Super Bowl waited until '96, we had that team in the 80s, because of the Martin Luther King holiday. If you don't start thinking about when you have these prejudiced approaches, it's dollar amounts. Like, think it through, motherfucker. Papa fucking Joe Paterno John or whatever your goddamn name is.
Right.
Put your Bible down and think about money. Be a capitalist for about 5 seconds.
But was that what it was about? Was that even what it was about?
Oh, who knows?
I don't think so. I think it was just an off-the-cuff remark that shouldn't have been made. And, you know, as far as the whole gay thing, but yet they – and football and just – it was craziness, and he just shouldn't have been speaking. He shouldn't have been speaking. So I don't think it was about the Bible for him, but normally it is.
Oh, it usually is.
It is.
The last thing I believe that I have – thank you for letting me go through my whole list, Al.
I'm enjoying your entire list. And for,
by the way, I was kidding.
It I was trying to give you a song cue if you're one of them. I was trying to help so much.
Camera, that'd be funny.
That's not her name.
So there was a new thing that I thought was interesting. How many of you have traveled by plane recently?
Ooh, it's been a long time.
Okay. Frequently.
Frequently, yeah. Right? And for
oh,
you?
Oh, for me, the sequester?
Come to Minnesota?
I think when I came to get you in Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that, by the way.
It's very cold there.
Yes.
It was.
Lots of snow today.
We had a good time, though.
We did. So, you know that whole, like, oh, you got to take off your shoes and you got to stand in front of the thing and be all, what? Oh, mm-hmm. Shit, you see my outline? And there's all of this. That's great. Now, apparently, by size, you can take small pocket knives on the plane and some sports equipment.
Mm-hmm. Golf clubs, I think, are in that.
Yeah, because those can't do any damage.
But why you wouldn't carry that on?
You would check that.
Wait, you know, where?
But if you have your putter, maybe it's your.
Where
your,
in the name of all that's a living Christ? Yeah, can you put fit a golf
fucking bag?
Exactly. You can barely fit a carry-on makeup case.
Right. It has to, because it has to fit in that little box.
Right.
And I'm kind of just being a smartass with this, because if I have to still take off my fucking shoes,
and you're bringing a pocket knife,
you can have a
in.
Pocket knife, and you can have. And again, it's a certain size, and it's this and that. I don't know. The jugular doesn't seem very deep. So
I just want to let you know.
I'm just saying.
After a couple years of schooling,
with a pen, you could do that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
I can and that's stab what you I in just the right like, place that you can bleed out in about 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
That
I can
scares
that.
Me.
Yeah, but it's so true. That's what I've not understood about a lot of this.
Yeah. If I were violent, I can.
Well, and Tyler can attest to that.
Did I ever, and I don't know if I ever mentioned, but I heard this story about a guy and his daughter.
Tyler's.
Yeah.
Tyler, I love you.
I've got to see this.
Yeah.
I've got to see this.
He's good. That there was a girl or a girl.
Damn,
there was a father and daughter who got on an airplane, and the daughter had like a Slurpee, whatever, that she got in the concession, and they wouldn't let her take it past security. Mm-hmm. And she was really young. And so like she didn't get the concept of you can't take this shit past. And she was cried and was so upset that she had to throw the Slurpee out.
Sure.
And the dad was like, you know, this is bullshit. So they get on the plane. The dad, the whole time, had like a gigantic concealed knife.
Wow.
Huge blade. Not a pocket knife. Like a big ass,
like a Rambo.
Stab you in the throat.
Rambo
knife.
Shit.
And then, so what happens is he gets on the plane with the daughter and he like takes a picture of himself leaning against the, you know, with the daughter in the background is still crying.
Yeah.
And
he's all he's, like, got,
he's showing the knife and
the
takes
kid
a picture.
Can't have a Slurpee, but
and it was
you
right. know it just makes TSA a fucking it just makes them a joke.
Well, it's okay because
it
during the sequester,
they're all getting
there's like three of them.
Anyway.
There's three for every airport. The funniest thing though, in the
and I shouldn't say that because honestly, I do want some airplane security.
No,
but they
that's
are
not the
joke.
Thing to cut.
Yeah, no, right. Exactly. No, no pun intended.
No, like, come back from the come back.
Let
to
me
the,
keep my fucking shoes on.
Come
oh,
back
wait.
To the bayonets and horses.
Yeah, yeah.
They took us down with box cutters, and we went after them with tanks.
Like, by the way, box cutters are still not permitted.
But that's what I'm saying. Like
compared to a small knife, they're just
they
not
did a 21st century attack with airplanes and box cutters, and we went after them with 19th century tanks and guns. Like, no, we're fighting two different battles here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, they are so much, they're in a tech war, and we fought, we went back to invade a country because we had Dick fucking Cheney.
Did you also hear, though, about the plane in New York who just maybe today or yesterday?
Yeah.
The drone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But now they're saying that people as a hobby have drones.
Right. And that's what they're saying, that this...
Everybody can have a drone now.
They said, we don't think this is like a terrorist attack. Although they would say that, no matter. They're not going to tell the public. Like, this
in
is
New York.
Definitely terrorism. They're going to say, no, this is a 12-year-old. He's just playing with a new toy he got.
He got it for his birthday.
Yeah. Well, but it is scary.
But was, it, but was 200 feet from a jetliner.
It was right... And then it landed.
200 feet. And now if you think about like what the distance is from a jetliner, is it, now they're at like 5 miles... Like something, if you're within, and it's something real. It's I can't remember. I think it's more than a mile. But if you're within a mile, horizontally or vertically, from another airline, they panic.
Yeah.
So when you're at feet, can you imagine what someone's thinking?
But the TSA or the TSA, now, the whatever else, the traffic.
In TSB?
No,
maybe. I don't know. The people that guard the traffic, the airline traffic.
You're so close.
I am. I know. I don't know what it's called.
No,
they didn't know. It was the
FAA.
FAA.
Yes, yeah. The FAA.
Oh my God! Ooh, three letters.
Tough. The FAA.
I'm so stressed out. Zombies.
They had, but that's weird because it was.
Thank
in,
you for playing.
It
You're
was
welcome.
In FAA controlled airspace, and the FAA had no idea. It was a pilot. Was the one. Right. Did you hear the radio exchange? Was the pilot said,
what the hell's this?
What right, is right. this? There's yeah. a drone flying yeah. in front, right underneath us.
Right.
That's scary.
Which is freaky. Yeah, the idea that, like, when I think about going, and I don't know what your experience had been pre-coming to Minnesota. That would have been, leave it alone. Just leave it alone, because I heard it being said. And I thought, God damn, let it go. But you motherfuckers can't. Okay. So, anyway. The last time you had been on a plane before.
Nice, same.
Thank you.
Nice, that's good.
Thank you. I feel like I'm in a courtroom. Your Honor, please let me
strike that.
This.
May
strike
I
that.
Rephrase? Right.
May I rephrase? Well, before that, I don't know what your experience had been because this, I mean, you go there, you're taking off your belt, you're taking off your shoes, you have to, you know, well, I wear a hat. Damn near everywhere I go, I have to take off my hat. Now that pisses me off. Where you know, but you have to look underneath.
I have to take off my hat.
I don't have a milliner, so I don't know. I don't have a hat.
No, but I mean, you have to take. I mean, it's everything. You have to show them that you don't have anything. What?
Well, for the longest time, I was flying twice a year to San Luis Obispo for Elaine.
Oh, sure.
So okay. I would fly back and then fly back up.
Okay.
And the other thing that they would freak out about on me was sometimes it was a one-way ticket.
Oh, that's always bad.
Yeah, so if it's a one-way ticket, you got,
bad.
And all I had was a carry-on. Right. No right. checked luggage.
Oh, you're everything. Yeah.
I had to go through every fucking thing.
Yeah, you're everything they're looking for.
Yeah, I was.
You really are.
Except, absolutely.
Aside from the fact that I'm a white man.
But even still, you were tanning a lot at the time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true. But I mean, my grandmother, she would be going through there. And I mean, because I know you people, allow me to preface it this way. Before she died. She died in 05.
She flew a lot more before she died.
She flew a lot more than and was a lot and she was a lot more suspicious.
Now, how is she doing in the zombie apocalypse?
Well, she's okay now.
She's okay.
Michelin or whatever.
Michonne.
Right. Whatever.
But hey.
Thanks.
Yeah.
God,
thanks.
Did you just
she
did
watches.
You just reference
she fucking watches. You're
dead.
A dirty rotten liar. She's a
do
dirty rotten liar.
No.
Yes, she does.
Not
yes,
even a
she
little
does.
Bit.
I'm not a closeted
you, but you
Michelin
know
watcher.
Michonne. Michonne. I said Michelin. What I saw it in the chat.
But it
Christ
was
on the cross.
It was close
anyway.
Enough.
There's that.
But you know, you have all of
liar. Next color.
That was last week.
Oh
that
my was, God! That was I had that written down to be our
funny.
Word for this
that
week.
That was funny. You missed
Do
that
we
last
have a different
week.
But yeah, you go through. You know, you have to go through all this shit to get through. And now they're saying, well, you can take a bat. Well, as long as it's smaller than
there's no bathtub.
No, the bat.
Bat.
But. Yeah, really? So I can take a bat that's about 10 X amount of length, but I can't take a regulation bat because it doesn't hit the same
These
when I swing
stupid.
It.
These are the
it's
stupidest
so
rules.
Stupid.
What's
and a
the
knife, like I said,
it?
Less than 2.6 centimeters or some
can
shit.
Can still jack somebody.
Absolutely. And Clayton, you had it, totally. I was with you. A pen.
An ink pen.
A pencil. Whatever.
Right.
I mean,
you
have...
jab it in your neck. Somebody's
yes.
neck. Not
so,
your
anyway,
neck.
So, anyway, I don't... I just thought that the whole thing was just fucking stupid.
Suck it.
And just ridiculous. Seriously. And I also thought that it was interesting, and I'm going to mispronounce it, but when you just read it, the head of the commission for the TSA is Pistol. And I thought that was funny to me. That was just funny.
His last name is Pistol?
Pistol, yeah.
I wish it was his first name.
I thought, I know, right? John Pistol.
Pistol John,
it's
rather.
Probably Pistole, but I don't give a shit. It's Pistol as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's
and,
European.
And I thought it's a gun. Correct.
It's European.
Anyway, but Pistole. I digress. I just, I thought it was interesting. Let's slowly put things on because you can't blow. If I can't take big things of liquid because there's a liquid bomb scare in 06, now I can take 2 ounces. But I can take 94 things that are 2 ounces each onto the plane.
Because I can't get a cup to mix them. But I have to tell,
right.
I have to tell you a TSA
exactly.
story. So
yeah.
I usually try to be in
and if I'm a terrorist, I'm going to bring a baby. There's no two ways about it. Go
right, because I've already told you.
Yeah.
So
I didn't think so.
I already told you how to get through that. So I try to stay up because I do fly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be through that bullshit as
right.
fast as
right,
possible.
Right, right.
I used to try and ditch my family at the curb and... I won't do a Chris Matthews and make a bad comment here, but you'll all think it at home. Thank God for something. That finally they had to stay at the curb because I was like, we're done. Like, you're slowing me
Stop
down, ladies.
It.
So I try to keep abreast of current situations. I wear slip-on shoes. I try to keep everything light and easy. I know what to pack. When I used to travel with Harrison, because she has one name and it's a giant pain in the ass.
You mentioned that.
I would be like, I'm a white guy with good teeth. Like, I'm getting through customs in a minute and a half. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got big white eyes. Like,
that's right. I ain't no zombie.
I could be stoned and I don't look
at. No Michelin.
I ain't no zombie.
Damn, Michelin.
So what I missed, though, in my
Moesha,
white, the white Michonne, boy update did not include, I did not get the memo about the liquids coming onto the plane. So I'm going through security with my Starbucks.
Oh, sure.
And this was before they got really strict with it, because otherwise this conversation would have went differently. But I'm standing there in line, and guess what's in my right hand? A coffee, because it's me, and I'm alive.
You bet.
So I've got my Starbucks, and I'm drinking it through a straw, and I'm listening to something through headphones.
Donna Summer.
The Pope.
Probably mostly. The Pope. I can't wait till someone famous comes to town again.
You'll understand if you hear it.
You got to hear the song. It's so goddamn funny. Maryn Cadell, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm walking through, and I take off my one earplug because clearly this man is talking to me, and I have to listen to him because he's wearing a uniform, and I want to be respectful, and I want to keep up my white status of getting through. And I'm like, what? He's like, sip that. And I'm like, sip? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you need to sip that. I'm like, you want to sip my fucking coffee? Like, Starbucks is right over there. What do you need? And he's like, you need to sip that. I'm like, what are you talking about?
And what a weird thing to say, though, like, sip that.
But, and he might have said something else, but I had my headphones in. Like, right, I leave them in right until it's time to be polite and take them off and be the kind white person that I am and play my role. And I'm like, I'm lost. I'm like, seriously, you need to drink my fucking coffee? Are you that tired?
Right.
He's like, no, you need to sip that to let us know that it's not a hot liquid or poison. So first you're going to sip it, then you're going to throw it away, and then you're going through a strip search. And I'm like, I just don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, it was fluids on the plane, and they hadn't restricted the amount yet.
Okay.
But you had to, like, show
that's
them.
That's crazy. Sip it so we know it's not a bomb.
And but to make sure it wasn't acid or something you could throw at somebody. And there was, like, a little window between liquids you could carry on, and then they were restricted to 3 ounces, and it certainly wasn't something you could drink. And I was so caught off guard by the thing, and my tone of voice was meant to be my friendly tone, which you've never heard. But it can happen. And what came out was my usual tone of, shut the fuck up, bitch. Yeah. And it was so funny. And I had a little tiny cavity search. But I finished But the funny thing is
By the way, he did that shit on purpose. I got stoned once, too.
I finished the coffee. I just went to the light. They were trying to take it out of my hand, and I'm like,
is it a faithful black man?
I love this about the faithful black man.
Could be. Martin, you got your list? You got it out?
Anyway,
you got it together? There she goes. Okay, it's been... we are running way late on this, but
sorry, guys.
What do we miss?
Thank you.
Well, whoops! I turned that mic. Turned that mic way the fuck up. Oh. And now it's time for this.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck. So our question today is, Katie, what's on your list? Well, there's two things on there that I think we should talk about.
Well, before we actually get into that, let me throw this in there only because it wasn't brought up in the first 2 hours and I should have. For those of you who want to know, aside from now that you can see video and you can see how the studio kind of looks, on the 26th of March, it's a Tuesday from 5:30 until 10 p.m., there is an open house right here at the Q Talk America Studios.
Excited!
We will be having a little court on our courtyard. We're going to have a little kind of a happy hour with some snacks or some food. I think Jason Carlton is actually going to be our bartender for that that evening. Good. And then it's
going
to
Ruben. Maybe he can join us. So cute.
Maybe Ruben will just stop by and sit here, kind of like when Joel came by.
Yeah.
Anyway, so by that time, I have to have Studio A done, which. Godspeed for that. And then what's going to happen is we're going to start our show, as we do each and every Tuesday night right here. And people will be able to watch through the windows and see how we put it all together and how it looks from standing right there.
Hey, they'll be in the panic room. Hey, Clayton, will we be broadcasting live on speakers that y'all can hear in the other room? And
we're hopeful.
We need to figure that out.
We're hopeful.
I'm excited.
We're loud enough, really. It's all pre-wired. I already did all that.
Oh,
now, if there is, because I need one, would a jawbone or whatever they're called be helpful?
Huh. Like a wireless device?
What? Yeah.
Oh.
Would that help if we put
well
it...
Well done. I thought he meant like the jaws of life to get into a car.
Yes, but if we had one of those, I think they're called jawbones. Would that be helpful if we had something that could pick up wireless
sound? I think a jawbone, I think, is a earpiece.
I already pre-wired the wall, so we can just put the speakers.
Now, okay. I do have a question. Are they able to get to my alcohol? Because I'll be pissed. Can we lock the fridge? Motherfuckers are not touching my booze.
They're not. No, we'll have a separate booze for that.
Okay, good. We will lock it.
Yeah.
All right. Good call.
Okay. Thanks. So now that little bit of
just wanted to make sure
housekeeping is out of the way, continue on with whatever the fuck we're going to talk about for the next 23 minutes.
So I think we should have a real question, but I will say, Jack, could you work that out perfectly?
For weeks I've been asking for a real question.
Seriously. A couple things that we didn't address. Thinking about yourself while Al comes up with the real question is that there's an HIV cure.
Yeah.
Potentially. And my biggest question, and I'll just say this, is that the reason that they found out is because the woman who had zero prenatal care went in. She was HIV positive. The baby was HIV positive. They treated within 30 hours. And then the only reason they found out that this might be a cure is because after the baby was 18 months old, she came back and the mom had stopped giving her the HIV treatments. And so I'm like, when do we consider this neglect and when do we take the baby away?
About 8.5 months
ago.
Yeah,
because the baby, I get that poor people don't always get prenatal care, but when you determine that your baby has HIV and has no choice, they don't have an adult choice in the matter, right, whether or not to take drugs, and you have to be responsible, and you just decide to stop. That seems to me like a problem, but it's potentially exciting for
but,
the...
But... Devil's advocate in this, so she stopped, and I get she stopped, and maybe that's the profile of a bad parent, but clearly for whatever reason it's a good outcome because they figured out.
You're right,
but is it a cure? So my thing is,
I don't know if it's a cure, it looks like it.
Right, it does. It looks like it, and that's super exciting. And I'm not trying to be negative, Nancy. I just look at it and I want to wait.
Oh no,
like,
I agree with you.
And that's what I want to wait.
Right, because the thing
show
is, that's
me the money.
Exactly,
show
that's what they're fucking putting out there right now. It's a cure. And I'm thinking, I'm like, whoa.
There have been some doctors, like the ones that discovered this, are really excited, and they all. But I think they're all saying we're hopeful, but we are not putting our money on this.
Am I the only one who thought it was funny that the doctor who did the press conference, her last name was gay?
Ding ding.
That's kind of funny.
I liked that.
However,
I didn't think it was funny. I thought that was fantastic. I thought it was cool. So,
I noticed that her reluctance when she said it, even I think the word inadvertently cured was what she said. The first thing I'm thinking of is every drug company is like, fuck.
Right.
No. Now, I have to... I just put it in the chat room.
I would think that, too.
It's called spontaneous seroconversion, and it happened before. I'm kind of surprised that no one's doing the research on this, and it seems to only happen in babies, and somebody's got to Google it. It's going to take me a while to process it.
Do you got it,
Kate? To Google it is the word I think I'm looking
spontaneous
for.
Spontaneous...
Sero conversion, sero being blood, and it has happened. It has happened before, and I'm hoping that Harrison is in the chat room. I can't remember, but hopefully she'll text me. This is a story from years ago, where babies born with HIV just on their own converted to HIV
negative.
And
that's what I was wondering. Yeah, because is it about the... There's maybe growing out of it, or what kind of strain, what I said earlier, like, is it a different strain? Because if that's the case, I know personally, and you guys have to as well, I'd be shocked. I know people that are HIV positive that have stopped taking their medication.
Everybody does.
Or new one. And he stopped taking it, and he didn't. Spontaneously, just not.
And there are
HIV
different strains,
so
viruses like the flu virus.
Right.
Viruses have a way of mutating; they have a way of changing.
Yes.
And there's that thought that okay, I already have the disease, I already have the virus, I can go out and have unprotected sex. Mm-hmm. But what you don't realize is you could
there's
catch another strain. Yeah. So they found the combination that works for that. and the difference between IV drug user infection and the difference between sexually transmitted are much different.
Are they
usually
really very?
Yes, the IV drug user is much more virulent. Like it's a much worse strain.
Really?
Yes.
I know a girl. Well, I'm sorry, but now I don't things know have a girl changed. That's and pregnant but, right now with a baby. She is HIV positive from IV drug use. She's clean and sober now.
Right.
But she's pregnant. And she's HIV positive.
And they'll put her on the drug regimen, and the baby will go on the drug regimen. But this spontaneous seroconversion has been around and has been documented before, because I thought of this when I saw the story. I'm like, wait a minute.
You've heard something about
And Harrison's not anywhere that I can find her, so maybe
I'm Googling
she stopped
it, but it's very, like, a lot of very medical pages that I don't totally understand.
Right, and it's rare. It's not common, but it has happened.
But then there's also
because
the Berlin
I came
patient.
Up, you know me with words. I came up with it in a minute. Yeah. I was like, wait, I remember the story.
There's the Berlin patient who who was treated with the right kind of drugs and is now not detectable. His HIV?
Most people are non-detectable.
Okay. And
most people that are positive and on the drug regimen, okay, their viral load is non-detectable.
And then there's That's Magic very Johnson. Common. Another, like, really super famous guy who is totally non-detectable.
Right.
And so...
Almost all...
And my fear?
Almost everyone you know is because of the drugs, sure, is non-detectable.
My fear, okay, is that...
I didn't know
you're
that.
You're going to have, yeah, people that are going to hear this and that are going to say, I should go off the medicine. You have people that are not going to read into it enough, that are not going to look at, well, maybe if I stop taking the medicine.
No, and Harrison said it happened in the 90s a lot because people couldn't afford meds.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. But, I mean, do you guys, are you following me, or is that a stupid thing to say?
No, and that's what I'm saying because...
I mean, that ignorance that someone's going to go, I might get cured just like that baby did.
No, and almost 70, I'm like a couple weeks short of 7 years outside the bar. When I worked at the bar, I knew so much more about HIV and HIV prevention and HIV meds than I do now working in the restaurant. Like, it's so strange to me that when I was in the community and constantly dealing with people, I had so much more information.
It's an issue there, yeah. People are, like, thinking about it. Yeah. But, yeah, I do agree.
And now,
I
mean, somebody comes in the restaurant, I'm like, oh, fucking no.
I do hear what you're saying, Marnie, because I know someone who said the same thing, who has said, I mean, yeah, safe sex is important. Gay man, but I mean, you can just doesn't really matter anymore.
Right.
You can just take meds
You can take meds.
The most and here. Yes. Okay, wait. Let's go. We got to backtrack because this is very
fucking startling.
Give me a close up on this one. This one's important,
Mr. DeMille.
No, this one's important. People always say now it's manageable, like diabetes, and the danger is that yes, diabetes is manageable, but when diabetes goes wrong, it goes so fucking wrong. And it affects all of your body in the most horrible ways. And they start chopping off parts of your body. You can take that close up now. Like, yeah, it's a manageable disease, but oh my God, do people mismanage it? And when you have diabetes, they start cutting parts off of you like you are
a cookie.
I just
don't get diabetes.
And you should not ever get diabetes. Exercise is your best defense. I mean, if you're white, so again, your risk, it gets lower. It's African-American... Native American.
I just think it's dangerous.
But, oh my
though.
God!
I think it's
dangerous.
Right,
to think that something is manageable like diabetes,
yes,
like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yes,
absolutely
and
not.
Still bad.
That's what I mean.
Even
by
though
it's
you're
dangerous,
such you're not going to die tomorrow. It is bad, bad, bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And die horribly. Like when it goes wrong, you die horribly. Sorry for the no fun.
Yeah,
but I know.
That's one of those things when people.
Vulgarity.
Oh my God!
Fuck you.
When people say like it's manageable, like diabetes. What's your next story? I'm sorry. Yep.
No, the other
psoriasis or some other lovely topic.
I had Hugo Chavez dies today, but you know who really cares? I mean, it's
apparently
important.
The Chavez family. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. No. But not Renee Chavez.
No,
he was more worried about Rudy De La Mora.
It's important, but you know Cuba.
Not Cuba.
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Excuse me, Venezuela. Yeah. We don't.
But that's the next one to go. I think if we're going to take.
Fidel Castro. That's who I was
thinking.
Oh, my
God. We should be really offensive and play. Have you ever been to a bar where they play the dead celebrity game?
No, but we should play it.
Oh, my God. That could be kind of fun.
So if you ever go to a bar, and I haven't seen many in Arizona, but they have a dead celebrity pool. And
she's black and did coke. Whitney.
Right. But she would have been like number 3 on every board.
I love
it. So what they do is they have like the top 10 people. on a board that are likely to die soon.
You
of
guys,
like
I am
natural
literally
causes.
Preparing.
So
this
they'll put
for
like they'll
the
put like Zaza Gabor on there because they've chopped off legs, probably diabetes, or she's a zombie. I'm
oh,
not
no,
sure which.
She totally has zombie diabetes.
That's what
Micheline has.
I was in a bar in California that had Bob Hope next on the week that he died, oh, no. And it was so goddamn funny.
That's awesome.
Because people were like, "I won free drinks," and I'm like, "Oh, that's brilliant."
I like it.
I would like to nominate and people in the Zyabedi. See, Tyler, you're watching live. You're not behind even a second. So, Molly, I think you have a cheap computer. And it's okay because Marnie doesn't have cable.
I have cable.
Yes, no, you have DirecTV.
I have DirecTV.
We're doing it.
She doesn't have cable.
I'm going to...
We need it either behind me or behind her. We need the dead celebrity board,
we're doing
and
it.
We have to take bets on who like the next dead celebrity is.
I'm bringing
Come
in,
on, let's
I'm bringing
do it.
It in next
well, we
week.
Can we can do it, but somebody's got to make it.
It's
I'll
how
do time.
It. It's
I'm
how
gonna
we're going to go
it.
Viral. It's yeah. how we're going to go viral.
I'm going to do it. Dead celebrity.
But
make it out of pancakes.
Two problems, one elegant solution.
Do you?
Next caller.
Well played.
And then when they die, we eat the pancake.
Oh, my God. And that would be delicious.
Do we keep them in the fridge?
Just a dollop of sour cream.
Right? Zyabedes. I think we should drink. That's all.
Let's drink
Zyabedes.
I don't have anything left.
We have discovered and found the cure for a new disease. Another empty goddamn glass.
I don't have another.
Zyabedes.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, now you know the shit that goes on here.
Well, do we have a question?
Oh, Tyler, yeah, the Berlin patient receives stem cells. You're right.
Stem cells?
Stem cells.
Stem cells. Sick on stem cells.
Right. Have you ever seen South Park?
He said,
two more things.
I want to be right. Britney Spears.
Devastating. Florida is sinking Florida is sinking the whole fucking state. Also, Jon Stewart is repairing.
In a sinkhole,
so
as it were.
That's happening. And...
Does anyone want a little taste of all this delicious?
I do, actually.
I do not.
Yeah,
even
but
a little bit.
Bring back a plastic glass.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
But Florida, the sinkhole, that's scary, McGarry.
He's
my
like
family
dead.
Lives.
Well, maybe, but he's just
dead.
Well,
no, he is definitely dead.
But he's just, I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, talk about like that fear of dream of falling, right? Like you're dreaming and you're falling in your dream, and they say that shit isn't real. Look in a dream dictionary. They'll tell you that that's not real, and if you actually land, you're dead. He must have landed. That's all. I bet that, you know, what? Seriously, you're watching Jay Leno, which is your first mistake, and all of a sudden you're like...
That's
what? And there you go. Done. No.
Okay, two
Where
things.
Where did I go?
Hopefully
I'm
he
gone.
Was already asleep.
Most important one, if or I'm stoned. Sitting in front of a TV yeah. with Jay Leno on...
Let me die.
No, I probably already did. It's time to put a knife through my head to make sure I don't come back to the Zyabedes. They've nominated that for the show title, and I have to agree.
Micheline.
But we're going to pronounce it Zyabedes. Because at work, I still call it Sugarbeatees.
How come you can be ethnic?
Yeah, I'm on board with Zyabedes.
Because it was a Saturday Night Live skit where they were talking about Sugarbeatees. I got my Sugarbeatees.
Sugarbeatees.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
All right.
We're going to get a dry erase marker. This is your only job with your pancakes.
Oh,
we're
going to
get a dry
window?
Erase marker, and up here, we're going to pick our top 10 celebrities that are going to die next.
Good.
And listeners, viewers, however you self-identify at home, you are going to send in names, and we will rate the names the top 10 votes.
Okay. Yes. Good, good.
And Clayton's going to agree because he stepped out during the voting, so...
Well, Clayton's, yeah.
Okay,
fine.
So I will come in with some different colors, and we'll, it's
Isn't that
be good.
Fantastic?
Yeah,
well, wait a minute. Should we
good.
Have, like, different, so if someone's so. Going to die in a week?
Well,
it should be a green marker.
We don't have to put a time frame on it.
No, by the next show. We have our list of who's going to die by the next show.
Oh, I see. Oh, my God. I feel like this is going to take some serious research, because I don't know who's going to fucking die.
Right, and we
Well, of course we don't.
I mean, I'm going to put Lindsay Lohan up there.
Right, that's what I mean. Think
like,
of what,
she's going to be on my list.
Think of the winners we have. Zsa Gabor,
how
Lindsay
old is
Lohan.
How
oh, my God,
my,
the queen.
Lohan.
Oh, my
how
God, I'm
she?
Picking... I can't.
In dog
say.
Years, she's
I'm
like
really
70.
She's 109. Yeah. But how old is Lindsay Lohan?
30-some-odd. Maybe.
No, not
maybe.
Even. 20, not even. 20, she's like 27.
Well, because... And how old was...
Lindsay Horan.
Was that Tyler?
Tyler, he's
I love
funny.
Him. Oh,
Tyler.
Damn, he's good.
Tyler, when you can take your vacation next, come to Phoenix.
Please come to Phoenix.
You have a place to stay. You're
That's
not,
really true.
You know,
I have
whatever.
A guest room.
Yeah. I
do
we all
as well.
Have guest rooms.
Yeah. My guest room is right down the hall from a crying well. Baby, but you are welcome.
Mine is not.
Feed her
you can be
in
out
the
by the pool
night.
Whenever you want to. You're fine. And,
mine is down the hall from the bathroom.
And
I don't have any of these children or dogs.
Mexicans that will get you a cabana boy.
Tyler vacation here.
Totally.
Stay at the Clarendon.
Lindsay, now how
if
old
none of these
was Marilyn Monroe when she died?
30, I want to say 36.
Youngie pants. How is that? What's that one club of people that 29, have been?
29.
No, she was in her 30s.
I thought she was in her
30s. No, she's talking about the 29 Forever.
The 29 Forever.
Oh, okay. Oh, but 30, I think Marilyn died at 36.
Well, and the reason
in 63.
Oh, she was like an inverse kind of thing?
Ooh.
This is really good.
Okay,
I'm still over here. The reason that I'm asking that is line. Because you have like the Chris Farley, John Belushi kind of thing, like where they did all these comparisons.
But Lindsay Lohan's not funny.
No, okay. I'm not comparing her to John Belushi.
Okay. She was 36, but she died in 62.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm just looking at the idea that there was this whole Chris Farley is like John Belushi and those comparisons that everyone makes, and then he dies at the same.
Oh, but Lohan.
No, but I don't think she'll make it to 36. I was thinking Marilyn Monroe was younger.
But and Lindsay does not have anywhere near Marilyn's talent. Like, not even a little bit.
No, by the way, and if it depends on when you grew up. Because I'll tell you what,
no.
Aaron thinks
she's 26.
No, time out. Time the fuck out. Aaron thinks that Chris Farley is funnier than fuck. And I thought he was pretty funny. But John Belushi? You want to compare the two?
I would.
I love John Belushi.
As slightly older, but not quite out of the important demographic yet.
Yeah.
I would say that Chris Farley was funnier than John Belushi because I knew all the shitty things that John Belushi said about women.
Oh,
so
see,
I
you're
never
right.
liked
yeah,
he
no,
always
uh-uh.
said he's the originator of the women aren't funny.
Oh, you're right. I do remember that.
Yeah, I mean,
fuck John Belushi.
I don't know if he started it.
No, but I remember that because Jane Curtin had a big
yes.
Wait,
to,
what happened between Jane Curtin?
Everybody on SNL, like he shot down once.
Gilda Radner.
Those are
Jane
like
Curtin.
Chevy
like
Chase
the
left
women
first.
Of comedy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chevy Chase left
Ray
first.
Why?
Because he was so big on SNL. And he only had a 1-year contract. He's the only one that didn't sign a 1-year contract. And he became so big on SNL that they said year two was either going to become the Chevy Chase show or he would leave and they would truly become an ensemble because he did Gerald Ford. He did
really?
The Weekend Update.
So is this the very first
very
year
first
of SNL
year.
Ever?
Very
my
first
parents
year.
Have the disc set of
God, it's funny.
The, all the beginnings. So
and
I
they're
need
all
to go back
funny.
And, watch.
And I can't remember if it's Bill Murray. Bill Murray replaced him. Bill Murray was the replacement. Bill Murray's not on the first year.
Yeah.
Or he was just occasional. Yep. But that was the thing. But John Belushi always shot down the women's sketches. Like, he hated...
True,
well, I don't know if he hated Gilda Radner. But he thought she was not funny,
I'm
and he
Googling
always shot
this.
Her shit down. Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know if he's...
Pissed.
I'm sure other people said that women aren't funny. But John Belushi was the one that made a point of it and, like, was... He, ugh,
so oddly, that was not...
Your
where
point?
I was going with it, but I mean, just the idea that Lindsay Lohan can't hang out until she's 36. I don't think she'll ever live that long.
And
I don't think there's a chance in
and
hell.
And she doesn't have
and Dina Lohan? Seriously.
Should have, you know, I won't say it because I tell her anything I'm violent.
I don't know if you heard me, but Lindsay's 26.
Tyler has already been coming up with a list, by the way. He's already, like, got people on. And Mark. They already
Billy Graham, Kirk Douglas, Dr. Drew's death dad.
Billy Graham was dead.
Tyler wins.
I
am sorry. Tyler wins. We're going to call it
Dr.
Drew's death den. And we're going to do it in dry erase marker on this window.
I would say Mindy McCready,
that way you can wipe
just
it up.
Happened.
And that'll give him something to do because before he'll come here and clean the window.
Now, I know this is going to seem odd to you.
I have a dry erase marker.
I have a dry erase board.
That'll make you feel better because then we don't dirty the window.
Yeah.
Well, that would clean up right away.
It.
But
when I'm in the customers' rooms, and if they're if they're dirty and I can't come out without the gown, I write all their vital signs on the window and dry erase marker
at the restaurant.
I wipe it off. Yeah.
I like it.
Isn't
that
funny? And everybody's like, "That's awful." I'm like, "I don't give a shit. I gotta find another."
Well, if we just do it on that, it's easy to clean, and it's one less thing for you to
but
bring
we
in.
Should do a dry erase board, and we should do it like a telethon. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, we need enough room, though, to put our listeners, because I already said to Mark and
Tyler. No, we have
Tyler.
A top 10. Top 10.
Yeah.
And we take everybody into account. Our votes, their votes. You only get a top 10. We got to cut it off somewhere.
We have a show top 10, not an individual top 10.
No, just show top 10.
I'm going to just tell you right now that if this is happening, which I have no problem with, you guys have to run this because I don't have time for this.
You give us a dry erase board, I will take this one.
We got this. Right.
This is better than Dead or Alive. Remember Dead or Alive on Remote Control, that game show on MTV?
Yes.
Dead or Alive. Kirk Douglas. Who knows? Nobody can win.
It's a 50-50.
Well played, Tyler.
So
well
we're gonna,
played.
Oh,
well
Dr. Played. Somebody has to write that down.
Fidel
Marty,
Castro.
Write that down.
Fidel Castro.
Dr. Drew's death den. Write that down right now.
I got it right now.
All right. So I'm going to start. I didn't know about Dina Cockrum.
That's fantastic.
That is so true. When the zombie apocalypse comes, because I'm almost done with this drink, it's going to be me, Tina Turner, and Keith Richards.
and Cher.
You're certain of it.
Cher will be with us. That's the punch. How do you know the punchline to that joke?
Oh, no.
I can't remember who told that joke, but the joke always ended with, Cher will be with us.
Yeah. Oh.
How do you know that joke? Like you don't watch TV.
No. All right. You can.
Thoughtful
possibly.
Vulgarity.
Yeah.
Who's your number one pick for the next dead celebrity? Be thoughtful and vulgar.
Am I a little late with thinking Bonnie Franklin? If you could have asked me just a couple days ago.
Okay, while she answers, you queue up. We need a little bit of the song.
Wait a minute. What the hell? Did Bonnie Franklin die?
Yes.
Dead.
What?
She just started pancreatic cancer. She's as dead as Whitney Houston right now.
And I tweeted.
No pulse.
I tweeted Valerie Bertinelli the day that she died.
Did you? I did not hear about this at all.
I did. She did. She passed away.
Fucking cave.
Oh, and a shocking bit of news, and I'm just going to interrupt you guys.
Please.
Sure.
And this is what worried me, because when I heard Bonnie Franklin died, I was doing like generational math in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Bonnie Franklin to be Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah.
Do I have that name right?
Yeah.
Yes. That was the daughter, the oldest daughter.
I want her number two on my list. She goes
Mackenzie
number two.
She should be.
Yeah. Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking, how can you be 69 and that tired old hag was your daughter?
Right.
Because she looks
huge.
But there was only a 13-year difference, I think.
Right, 13-year difference. So this was really the Beverly Hillbillies. This was, I mean, what the fuck? Because the first thing I thought of was Valerie Bertinelli has publicly celebrated her 50th birthday.
52?
And she was the youngest.
Oh, my God, nicely done, Mark.
She was the younger one day at a time. You'll muddle through.
Yes.
That was Tim's favorite
I just thought One Day at a Time was fantastic.
I know that Joe and Katie don't think I know Tim, but that was his favorite sitcom when we were
Stop
children.
It. I never said that. That is Joe. That's Joe's weird thing. Wait, is it? Do you have any idea what's happening right now, Katie?
No, but I know Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah. Not
only
dead.
From Dr.
Celebrity
Drew.
Weeb, right.
Is she dead?
Yet.
No,
yet?
No, not yet. That's why she's number two
but
on
is
my
she
list.
Still doing meth?
No, she was doing. She
probably.
Was a heroin addict.
She's
heroin.
She's his enabler. Yeah. She's the one because one season, and I only know her from other talk shows. I mean, I know her from One Day at a Time,
right?
And American Graffiti.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
You have two minutes.
Okay, well,
that's a
real
good
quick.
Song.
So she was on there, and she's always, I guess the season she was on, she was enabling other people and helping them get sober, and everyone thought she was a bitch, and she got kind of a bad reputation. But hey, they're dead. She's still alive, so she's winning.
Right.
All right, Marnie.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. Next dead celebrity. You got music to go with it.
I do. I would say... Oh, go, Katie. Go.
I'm literally go. Googling next dead celebrity.
By the way, I just did the same thing.
Oh, cheaters!
Well, okay. Kind of, except because I'm like
I'm gonna come up with my own list. But right now, I hear.
Oh, okay. By the way, I don't have anything really because nothing came up.
I have somebody.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Queen.
No.
Oh, I like it.
Actually,
I like it.
Yeah,
I think we have a dry erase marker right now. This looks like a dry erase marker.
It is not.
That's a highlighter.
God,
all right, I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down. The Queen.
I thought of the Queen before I looked at this list.
Is that
when
times
I saw
two?
The list, I also
times
thought
two?
George Bush Sr.
Oh, these are good guesses.
Yeah.
Prince Philip. Zaza Gabor.
Prince Philip.
Or Zsa Zsa, as it were.
It's better as Zaza, because then she was in La Cage aux Folles, the original cast.
Anyway, all right.
That's my European, dad, don't go there.
My dad wanted to be in La Cage aux Folles.
I thought you were going to say your dad wanted to be Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Really,
and I thought, well,
you know what, he really liked
has
the birdcage.
Taken a paternity test?
No, yes, he was a theater guy as
By
well.
By the way, her dad also
Again.
Wants to be a celebrity bartender.
My dad
bartender
wanted to be a celebrity bartender. And I'm feeling like maybe he should come on before I try to get pregnant, which is soon. So,
all right.
Who do you think, Clayton?
I think your dad gets 2 weeks from now slot. Because next week isn't it Jason Carlton?
No, next week is Aaron.
Oh, the 2 weeks from
next
is
week
Aaron.
Is Aaron. 2 weeks is open. You're not pregnant. 2 weeks. We got her father.
Is that's the video. That's
funny.
Our opening
can't,
now.
No, the grand opening is Carlton.
That's the grand opening. That's Jason Carlton.
Oh, is that 2 weeks away?
I think so.
Your father is 3 weeks away. Right?
Something that like that. We'll look at a calendar.
Next dead celebrity. Next
caller.
Dead celebrity.
Yes, my dad's on the 26th.
We're booked. Is he hot?
Hugh
he
Downs has got to be close.
No! Hugh Downs.
Hugh
is he
Downs.
Not dead yet?
No, he's not dead.
That's why Dead or Alive
Good
is
one.
So
Hugh
hard.
Downs has got to be close.
Good one. Mickey Rourke. Who's the guy?
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, Mickey Rooney. Rourke, okay.
He died. Okay. He already died.
Now he's alive.
No, he's alive.
But he's up there, I think.
Oh my God. All right. This has been the worst episode of Thoughtful Vulgarity ever.
Oh, I thought this was
good. I'm going with the Pope. The
emeritus or whatever the fuck he is.
All right, I'm taking Prince Philip.
It is the end of hour three. It is coming up on 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us. It's the show on Q Talk America with Katie, Al, Marnie, and myself. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here. As we like to close each and every show, we would like to say we will
see you next Tuesday
with a new segment.
Unless you're the queen.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America.